The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Chief Operating Officer, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, Brenda Geisinger. Morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
How you living?
I'm living the dream.
Still on that dream, huh? Okay, all right. You have enough Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving, okay. But I'm glad it's done.
You got any turkey left over?
No, it's gone.
There should be, I think after 1 week, the turkey should be gone. And all the Christmas treats are coming out early. You know, if you got all those little sweets. You know, You go to anybody's house around this time, you get a little dish there, have one of those. Somebody brings in from work a little cookies or something they cooked up. So this is the most happiest time of the year coming up. And with that today, but to have a happy time, you have to be well rested. So Brenda, why don't you introduce our guest and topic today, please?
So today we have with us Rosie Strong. As you know, she's been with us many, many times. She is a therapist at Family Services, and she is phenomenal as a therapist and proud to say I'm her coworker. Today we're going to talk about something we all do, we all need, but many of us struggle with, and that is sleep. It's pretty important that we have sleep for our mental health and well-being and also our physical health. So we're going to talk about sleep and when you struggle with having enough sleep.
I'm waking up. Okay. I'm sorry. I dozed off a little bit there.
So Rosie, you dozed off, Art. Are you sleeping on us already?
I'm telling you. Okay. I'll tell you. Well, I'm going to check that out. But Rosie, let's go on this adventure today, please.
Okay. Well, you know, many times we look at sleep. And sleep is one of our three pillars of our health, you know, besides diet and exercise, it's sleep. And we need sleep for our brain. Our brain and our body needs to have a rest. And I sometimes think about like when we put gas in the car and the gas makes us go and we keep going and we keep filling it up and putting, and when it gets lower, the car goes chunks along and is not maybe as running as well. And when it's empty, it's done. And so sleep is one of those things that helps the brain. It's the fuel for our brain. It helps us gather ourselves together and gives us a rest.
You know, when you talk about that computer, our brain being that computer, it's like recharging it. We recharge our computers, so sleep recharges our brain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people understand, you always get drilled into you, the diet, the exercise, but sleep very rarely comes up as one of the necessary things for good mental health. Mm-hmm. So I think the more we can bring people out there and make them aware of some of the sleep problems and what are some of the sleep solutions to these problems, it'd be really good to show. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you, do you sleep well at night?
No, I'll tell you that right now. And it's been one of my challenges for many, many years. And it's one of those things where when I think about what my challenge is in regards to sleep, one of the main problems, if you will, or causes of problems with sleep is stress. And when a person is stressed, your mind just kind of keeps working and it's hard to slow it down. And so that's one of the things that sometimes I struggle with is managing my mind to slow down and not worry in the sense of when it's time to go to bed, in a sense. So, but stress is one of those things that is one of those causes of sleep issues.
I think stress comes in many varieties, and I'm sure that it impacts people in different ways. And I know a lot of things, a lot of people talk about things you can do to slow down at night. You know, don't get on that computer. Don't watch a mystery show. There are a lot of things that you could look at and get your sleep. Brenda, do you sleep well?
I go in spurts of sleeping just like a baby. And other times I really, really struggle. I have a hard time getting asleep and then I wake up and can't get back to sleep. So I think people struggling with sleep, everybody has those moments, some more frequently than others. But yeah.
Well, I tell you, I want to hate to break the curve here, folks, but I can fall asleep in a hot, you can snap your fingers and I can be asleep. You got on an airplane, ought to sleep before the plane leaves the ground. So I don't have that problem. But lately, I've been having to get up. This is all brand new to me in the middle of the night, disturbing my sleep because I got to go to the bathroom. So what's this thing I'm dealing with now? So anyhow, it's very important to all of us. And, you know, we all say when you have a good night's sleep, how great you feel in the morning. Well, you feel good after a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Refreshed and you don't come out foggy. So you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well, and I'm Art Silver along with Brenda Geiser and Rosie Strunk. And today we're talking about sleep deprivation and how it impacts your mental health. So do we need to do more research on this, Rosie, in regards to the causes and possible solutions for sleep deprivation?
Well, for all of us individually, we have to think about what it is that is creating us to have problems with sleep. I think, first off, if there's a medical issue, you need to go check that out with the doctor. You know, those are one of those things. But when you think about our own personal research, it's kind of like understanding what it is that might be causing things in our lives. And, you know, when you think about not sleeping well, you know, our performance isn't good. Our cognition stuff isn't good. We don't think as well. Sometimes we think with just a little amount of sleep, we'll do better. But we're on slow motion when we're not in the sense of having our sleep not be there for us. And so I think that's one of those things that tends to happen for people is that we're cognitively not at our best when we're having sleep deprivation.
Well, I know that we tend to, when we're younger, what I used to call the all-nighters when we did them in school.
Oh, hell yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
And you still try to imitate that as you get older, and you just can't do it. You mm-hmm. don't have that energy that you need. You don't have the rest that you need to carry that on. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is to get that out of your mind, think that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people just push themselves way too far, looking at deadlines and stress. And I just kind of think we got to change that a little bit and look at reasonable deadlines and reasonable things that should get done in a day, and it's not filling the pot,
mm-hmm.
Especially in jobs that are not 8 to 5, like mm-hmm. our job. That's mm-hmm. our jobs are not 8 to 5 jobs,
mm-hmm.
and that changes the whole way in which you work and how you mm-hmm. approach your work.
Well, and sometimes shift workers, those who
Good
work
point.
Late at night, mm-hmm. I mean, their body clock is different, and they have to rearrange that and get their body into sleeping during the day when everybody else is up and about. But sometimes shift workers have a difficult time with sleep because of other things that are going on during the day. When they get home at 7 and they maybe sleep for 4 hours, and then they're up because of children or whatever the case might be. And so that can be a challenge, too.
Well, I'll share this with you. Going back, it's about 20 years ago when I had the Ford dealership, I wanted to run all-night creature feature movies. And at this time, they did not have TV that went all through the night. It mm-hmm. might end at 1 or 2. Now, I'll really go back and talk about the sign-off signal at night on TV.
Yes.
When you had the national anthem before you went to bed.
Yep.
And you woke up with the national anthem. That's not all bad. But anyway, going back to looking at the sleep and at night, I said maybe we do creature double features or just cheap movies that run our commercials in it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the shift workers. And we were mm-hmm. just coming upon those people that we realized they have a life, you know, in the middle of the night. There's a whole routine that they go through.
Mm-hmm.
So could you ever work a night job? Overnight job?
Well, with the way I sleep, probably. I could be, but probably not. I don't know if I could manage that. Because daytime, it's like one of those things you want to be up and about.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're a shift worker, you come home, then you need time to unwind. And then it still is, you know, a challenge mm-hmm. to get into sleep.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a job that was 3 to 11. And at 11 o'clock, it's like 5 o'clock. You're wide awake.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wind down and hopefully get some sleep within the next couple of hours and get to sleep. But then you're on that cycle where you miss the morning. So you don't get anything mm-hmm. done unless you mm-hmm. get up, you get to the cleaners or whatever you have to do, you miss that part. So I think 3 to 11 is the toughest part. I'd rather go overnight or else you know, come up in the morning time, regular day shift. Hey, we're coming up on our break right now, so we don't want to change that dial. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and Rosie Strong. And today we're talking about sleep deprivation and the impact it has on your mental health. So we talked the first half of the show about some of the causes, of course, stress and anxiety. Touched a little bit upon the medical side of not getting sleep. That could be a situation where you might need a sleep apnea treatment, or it could be a number of things. But you can't let it go, because if it continues, or if you graduate to a point where it's viewed as insomnia, that can have a real bad effect on your health if it continues. Rosie, can you shine any light on that?
Well, when we're having those sleep, not being able to sleep, it can sometimes lead into depression, where you're finding yourself feeling depressed and down and having no energy to kind of do things. It can lead to some anxiety or some mood shifts and changes, because you're trying to kind of figure out, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to do this? That kind of stuff. And so sometimes having depression can lead to sleep issues too. So it's kind of like interchangeable in a sense. And so it's like looking at how to manage both of those and be able to manage a sense of being depressed, but also looking at, how am I going to get the sleep so I am not feeding into a depressive kind of state. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. I think it needs some professional help. Yeah. An evaluation to go forward, but it will continue on. Like you said, it feeds each other. Brenda, how about our residential children? Do we have some sleep issues with them, or is there a practice routine that helps in that area?
I would say a lot of our kids that are in our residential program definitely struggle with sleep. Quite often they're from home environments where there was a lot of noise at night, or some awful things happened at night. And so they really struggle with that. Plus, they're in a new place, new people, new bedrooms, and it's all unfamiliar, and kids can get uncomfortable with that. Some of the things that we try to do is a lot of relaxation before bed, really limit screen time, and also really get them in a routine so their body just naturally starts kicking into its nighttime mode. It's time to wind down, and sticking with that routine. Soft music. Sometimes we use aromatherapy with lavender smells to get their senses to calm down. So there's lots of things, bedtime stories, you know, that calming voice to help them kind of ease into a relaxed state.
Well, you know, that's a great suggestion. That's a lot of things. I'm listening to you talk about this. Yeah, I'm going to try that. Rosie?
Well, I was going to piggyback on when you talk about the residential kids with some of the children that I deal with out on the outpatient basis. And I think about the teenagers. I mean, I've got some teenagers who get up at 5 o'clock, go to some kind of school thing at 6, then go to school in the sense of academic stuff, and then they go to work after that, and then they get off work at 10, and then they still have to do whatever kind of schoolwork kind of stuff. And many times when I'm asking them, when they come to my office, they'll say, I'm tired. And so we'll talk about, how are you managing your sleep, or are you getting any sleep? Because it makes a difference. And sometimes when I think about the teenagers, I'm going, oh my goodness, you are so busy Where do you get your rest? Where do you let your brain rest? Where do you let your body rest? Where do you recharge? And, you know, lots of times parents will say to me, my child is grumpy, they're moody, they're irritable. And so we'll talk about how are they getting their sleep? How's their schedule? Because that's so important for the children that I deal with in regards to the teenagers. And I deal with a lot of teenagers. But you talked about screen mm-hmm. time. That is so important in the sense of kids have TVs in their room,
phones
in their room, and that makes a difference in how they sleep or don't sleep. Because when those things are on, the brain doesn't register it's time to sleep because they're seeing it doesn't register. And so that's also a part of the mm-hmm. challenge is taking some of that stuff either away or monitoring it in a different way. Shutting it off is a good thing.
I know that we've had a great success with our children, settling down at night. I think it's a time that, for the most part, the time that they welcome. If you've had a good active day, our parents would throw us outside in the morning and say, all that oxygen does have an effect. You go to sleep mm-hmm. at night. But going all the way back to when we were children, going into that room, in your own room, in the dark, closing the door, you said your prayers, your mom and dad came in, but I always used to remember that prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep me. Kind of scared me a little bit. You go to bed, I'm going to wake up. But it's something that I think you need to realize very early in life. Food, diet, exercise, and sleep. So does this give credence to lying on the couch at 2 in the afternoon and not getting up till 5? No, that's because you're not sleeping well.
That's right.
And you're just trying to fill in the blanks right there. I know that in our new facility, and I can't wait, we're going to be able to help our children because we have the technology to put programmed music or stories into each individual room. Mm-hmm. So at bedtime, the children can go to bed to soft music or a story that can be continued the next night. But something to wind them down and put them in that, okay, time to rest the brain. Mm-hmm. But all this goes back to like the client you talked about. Mm-hmm. You think you're bulletproof at that age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it shows up later on. It can't continue that way. I think some things we need to look at, and this is where I think part of that routine, which includes sleep, could come in, is looking at family formations. How are families put together today? Going back when I was growing up, they're a lot different. You had parameters that you had to play within, and you had a whole neighborhood watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's different with a single parent working, and the children don't get as much as that time right there. So mm-hmm. they're pretty much left to go on their own routine. And a lot of times their own routine mirrors their parents' routine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always good for a kid mm-hmm. growing up. So.
Yeah. I think that what you're talking about in the sense of routine, I think it's important to have your sleep or hygiene routine or mm-hmm. nighttime routine. And you mentioned that mm-hmm. a little bit with what you were talking about, the residential program. It's like how giving your time some time to rest, like slowing down. You know, you don't eat at 9 o'clock at night because that's you're having a full belly and you shouldn't be doing that. But it's like how can I slow myself down maybe like 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you know, doing some calming thing or relaxation thing, music stuff, whatever is going to help you kind of calm down so that you're more relaxed when you are going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you: is this any of you know a sleepwalker? Any experience with a sleepwalker?
Yes.
I mean, what's a somnambulism? I think is that their official.
Well, I'm not real sure, but I just remember I used to do that when I was younger.
Oh.
And in college. And I don't know if I sleepwalk anymore, but I did, because people would tell me, Rosie, you ended up over here, or I ended up with my shoes on, and I'm going, I don't know what's going on. But yeah, sometimes that happens, and those things can be kind of scary for children, mm-hmm. because they're going, I ended up here, and how did I get here? And so I'm not sure what all the cause of that is, so I can't really speak to that, but that can be some issues.
Well, I know. I remember watching a Perry Mason show one time where the sleepwalker did it, and we knew they sleepwalked. So hey, listen, we're coming up on the end of our show. We always try to end every week with a little bit of humor. We thought this week we'd stay with the same theme on sleep or lack of sleep or just sleep in general. So I'll tell you what, here we go. When does a bed become longer? At night when 2 feet are added to it. There you go. Okay, listen. Rosie, Brenda, thank you very much. And also thanks to our listening audience. I hope you enjoyed the show today and you picked up something valuable that can help you. We're going to shout out to Scott Tucker, the computer doctor. I got to tell you, folks, you don't leave your house without your computer person. And a lot of smaller operations have gone out, but Scott Tucker will come to your house. Scott, the computer doctor, he's helped me, and I couldn't give him more credit. So if you need that help, I'll give him a shout out for Scott, the computer doctor. Listen, we're going to be back next week. We always are looking for help to add to our family. So if you're looking for a career change or to start a new career, please call our HR manager at 293-4700. We have immediate openings for full-time and part-time positions. All shifts, including therapists and teachers and mental health technicians. So extra dollars to help combat that inflation. When things aren't going well, we'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 right here on 1360 AM, 949 FM KSCJ. You have a great week and may the sun shine on you. Have a good one.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.